This is a self-care snippet from the Worthy Mother podcast. As mothers, we need to prioritize our own care. Within this few-minute long episode, you will hear how our past guests prioritize their own self-care and some tips on how you can do the same. Let's get into it.
So I'll be the first to admit that I'm not always great at self-care. And so what I've learned to do is call in accountability buddies. And so that means telling my sister, hey, I've been having a really hard time this month and I know I need a breather. Can you please check in on me by Sunday and make sure that I have gotten out of the house for at least an hour, or that I've done this or that, or I really need you to be on me this week. And sometimes that's even texting my best friend and saying, I am so busy and I'm so overwhelmed. I know that I'm not eating enough. I know that I'm not hydrating enough. Can you be my buddy in this? And so she'll text me pictures of herself holding up her water bottle and say, I'm down to X amount of ounces. How many are you at? Let me know. Let me see your cup, you know? And it sounds so silly, but I need that accountability. And it's also in the community because it's reminding myself, okay, I don't have to feel like garbage about myself, that I'm having a hard time taking care of myself, because we have all been there and we all are in it together. And so having the accountability and the community around it is huge for me. So that's something that I really need to do. For me too, movement is really big. Getting outside is really, really big. When I find myself in a rut, I always change my environment. And so like if that's, oh my gosh, I'm feeling really anxious today. I can't get out of it. Something so small as going to go get the mail and seeing the sun, or if it's snowing, seeing the snow and feeling it on your skin, seeing the rain, feeling it on your skin, just being brought back to center because of the physical sensations you feel just by being outside. And then you not only snap out of your head, but it's good for you. It is a form of self-care and it invites more self-care, because then you come back, maybe you want to spend more time outside then, or maybe you come back inside and you feel refreshed enough to say, I'm going to put frozen fruit in my water just because it's fancy and I need to be good to myself and that makes me feel fancy. So finding the little ways to care for yourself too, and the little moments, trying to take care of yourself the way that you would your child. And so, right, so if they get out of the bath, they get out of the shower, how are you going to towel them off? You're not going to take the towel and go, okay, hurry, we got to go. No, you're going to take their little rubber ducky towel and you're going to gently pat their skin and take your time with it. And then after that, you're going to put lotion on them and make silly faces and noises and be goofy and take your time. And then after that, you're going to put them in something really cozy that they love. And then after that, maybe you'll sit down and you'll read your favorite book together, but you're not going to forget that they need a snack. And so like we need to ask ourselves those same questions too. So like in the little moments, like getting out of the shower, sitting down to eat a snack, those types of things. It is collective self-care, taking care of ourselves in those tiny little moments, the exact same way we would our children. It changes so much. I swear it does something to your subconscious, because then it almost becomes a habit of kindness to your body. And so paying attention to those little ways that I can care for myself in the way I would my son has helped me a lot as well.
Like what you heard? You can find the link to the full episode in the show notes and tune in for new episodes of the Worthy Mother podcast every Tuesday. You are worthy, Mama.